人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天呢，我们播出一个特别的节目，也就是西雅图中文电台6周年台庆的特别节目。我们播出2018年8月18日在 Bellevue 的 Hilton 大酒店举办的西雅图中文电台6周年台庆的晚会的实况录音，欢迎大家收听。
尊敬的女士们、先生们，大家晚上好，欢迎光临中美企业家论坛2018西雅图峰会主会场，即西雅图中文电台6周年台庆晚会。我是电台主持人邵艳妮，很荣幸今天晚上为大家主持今天的晚宴。
Good evening, everyone.Welcome to Chinese Radio Seattle 6th Anniversary Event. I'm the host from Chinese Radio Seattle.
大家晚上好，欢迎来到西雅图6周年台庆晚会。我是王汉明，也是西雅图中文电台主持人。Hi everybody, my name is Chai Jin. I'm also the host.
中原联盟成员，亚太事务顾问王田先生，亚马逊副总裁李南燕女士，卡特中心中国项目高级顾问柯白博士，以及其他的到场贵宾。将
各位亲爱的朋友，大家晚上好。今天是2018年8月18日，也是我的生日。8月18日呢，是谢谢大家。8月18日呢，是2018年8月18日，是美国最受欢迎的婚礼日。很可惜，我现在还单身。我不是故意的。那么这一方面说明我也比较失败。中国有句俗话叫做怎么说？国家兴亡，匹夫有责。那么，现在中美关系在非常敏感的时期呢，我作为一个失败者，我也觉得有深深的责任感，所以呢。
So Professor Kat 柯白博士，我们非常有名的中美贸易专家 ，a real expert and leader of U.S.-China trade and worked many years making efforts for a fair trade with China。还有我们的小袁儿，小袁先生，今天非常高兴来到美丽的西雅图。小袁先生说这是一个好日子，8月18号，昨天也是个好日子，是中国的情人节，七夕，是不是？
要认
他特别嘱咐我带来了一封非常好的贺信来送给小圆还有西雅图中文电台，祝西雅图中文电台作为中美两国的桥梁越办越好，谢谢你。
谢谢董领馆，谢谢。
I want to particularly thank, we have two Bellevue City Council people here today, Conrad Lee and Janice Zahn. My wife and I live in Bellevue, my wife Sarah's joining as well. It is an incredibly well-run city, and we...
大家好。大家好，我是亚当·史密斯，我代表美国联邦众议院，我也代表整个贝尔维市。
And I am pleased to be here to help celebrate the 6th anniversary of Chinese in Seattle Radio and for the great contribution that they make to our community, not just to the Chinese American population, but to the entire community. I appreciate all that the radio station has done to spread the word and be a strong voice in our community.
我非常荣幸能够在此庆祝西雅图中文电台6年台庆，我也非常感谢西雅图中文电台对整个中文社区，不仅仅是中文社区，也代表了中美的关系的一个重大的贡献。
Our diversity and really show us the way to work together. We don't 100% agree on everything, even if we're not exactly the same. In America, we ought to be able to work together to build a better community. And the immigrant community, particularly in my area, the Chinese American community, is a crucial part of making that happen. So let me just conclude by saying thank you. Thank you for all you do to make our community a better place to live.
工作和家人团聚，然后来这里工作和家人团聚的移民力量是我们贝尔维市的一大优势。我相信中美之间的移民会使我们的社区更加的美好。
And I must conclude by one more thing. I apologize. My wife and I have to leave. We love joining the program, but our 18-year-old daughter had to lose the team this morning. So we have a patient at home to nurse. And she's doing great, by the way. Thank you very much for the chance to be here. And I look forward to continuing to work with all of you. Thank you.
所以我们将会赶回家里面照顾我女儿，也就是一位病人。谢谢大家。
Dear Mrs. Smith, it's an honor to have you here.And your support is really important to our community too. Also to Chinese Radio Seattle. Appreciate it for your great speech. Thank you. 好，我们接下来要欢迎多年来积极参与华人社区活动，用他自己的话说，是在华人社区出生和成长的常汝川先生。
Now let's welcome Washington State Senator Mr. Bob Hasegawa to stage.
Thank you.
Back up, okay. I gotta go slow then. So I want to congratulate Shay, and he's walking out on me, but congratulations on 6 years.
谢谢大家，然后祝贺下图中文电台成立6周年。
And to the Entrepreneurs Association, thank you for all of your support for Chinese Radio Seattle, because without your support, the radio station cannot survive.
也感谢在座到场的各位企业家，没有你们的支持，下图中文电台不会如此美好。
The radio station fills such a void that was needed in our community, and the work that he has accomplished here to grow the Chinese Radio Seattle to the extent that he has is just incredible. It's so good for our community.
西雅图中文电台也感觉到自己被需要，然后自己想要发展得更壮大。 声音被大家听到。
So I won't take too much of your time, but I did want to thank Congressman Smith for his great words, because I think his perspective coming from Washington, D.C. is so important for us here in the far northwest corner of the United States to hear his perspective.
我尤其想要感谢参议院亚当史密斯先生，他大老远从华盛顿 D.C. 赶来，然后为我们西北角带来了华盛顿特区的一些消息。
I was in China, privileged to be able to visit with the beautiful people in Guangdong Province, Sichuan, and Hunan Province about 3 months ago.
我三个月前曾有幸游览了中国的云南、广东等地区。
四川
广东、四川、云南等地区。
So not only were the people so beautiful and warm and welcoming, but the economic development I saw in China was just amazing, and the opportunities that they want to bring to work with us in Washington State.I can tell you the support that we had for trying to build those connections. It was fabulous.
不仅因为中国人民的热情好客，并且由于中国的经济的飞速发展，同时他们的愿望想要和西雅图地区进行合作的愿望，让我感到非常的震惊。
So I met with a railroad investment group that wants to help us build high-speed rail. Imagine being able to get from Seattle to Vancouver, B.C. or to Los Angeles or to even to Moses Lake in such a high-speed manner. I met with a company that wants to build a city to help Amazon build HQ2 right here in our region.The opportunities, if we can get beyond these trade wars, so-called trade wars, to bring those opportunities here, all of you here are going to benefit from that.
同时我也感受到中国人民愿意和我们进行合作，建立高铁。大家想象一下，从温哥华到西雅图的高铁项目是多么的令人振奋。我希望能够越过这些贸易战，我们能够做一些更加重大的事情。
Deputy Consul General Fei Zhengwen, I appreciate your words. They were very important for us to hear. One of the things, I've negotiated many contracts in my life. Some of them were billions of dollars, literally. And when you give your word at the bargaining table, you have to stand behind your word.That is the only way that we can do business face to face in an upfront manner is to make sure that you can bargain as hard as you want. But once you shake your hand and give your word, you have to stick with that. And I'm hoping that the United States will bargain hard for us, but will also stand by the agreement that it makes.
尤其感谢中国驻旧金山总领事馆副总领事任发强先生的发言。想象一下，您在谈判桌上，无论您谈判的如何的厉害，但是都要交付100%的正统。当您在交付这项谈判的时候，我们一定要坚守住我们的一些
承诺，
然后要100%的遵守这样的一些承诺。
I just want to end by saying I am hopeful and optimistic about the future of the relationship between Washington State and China. And I know that you are all entrepreneurs here, but you all have deep interest in international trade here too. So I look forward to prosperity in the future, and thank you all for all your support for Chinese Real Estate.
我对华盛顿州和中国关系抱有非常积极的态度，我也感谢在座的各位 位企业家，同时我也祝你们繁荣兴盛。谢谢。
Thank you so much, Mr. Taiwan. Thank you very much. We are so appreciate for your great speech. Chinese Radio Seattle always need you, and your support is really important to us too. Appreciate it again.
好，接下来我们要用热烈的掌声欢迎西雅图市长 Jenny 德可的代表
Katia
Segwitz 上台致辞。
Now let's welcome Ms. Katia Segwitz on behalf of Mayor of Seattle Jenny Duncan to give a speech.
而且他还带来了市长的贺信，台长有请。
Hello, good evening. Thank you so much. On behalf of Mayor Jenny Durkin, she sent a letter. She's very sorry she couldn't be here today, but I wanted to share her greetings to you all, especially on our guest, Senator Consul General Mr. Su. Congratulations, Chinese Radio. So, dear friends, it brings me great pleasure to congratulate Chen Su Su.And Chinese Radio Seattle on their 6th anniversary. Since its founding in May of 2012, Chinese Radio Seattle, the first Chinese radio station in Washington State, has established itself as a vital part of our great city. Chinese Radio Seattle started as a small group of dedicated team members, and in a few short years has grown into a team of more than 80 people, working tirelessly to ensure that our Chinese community has a reliable source for original and engaging radio programming in our city.Chinese Radio Seattle represents the very best of Seattle by embracing and advancing our international connections, providing insightful news reporting to their listeners, and celebrating our city's diversity and cultural heritage. I'm so grateful to Seattle Chinese Radio for their fantastic contributions to our city and to our entire state. On behalf of the city of Seattle, I congratulate Chong Su Su and Chinese Radio Seattle on this momentous anniversary.I wish you many more years of success. Sincerely, Mayor Jenny Durkin. Thank you.
Thank you. 欢迎台长请上台。
亲爱的听众。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3)免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台。
K
开播六周年。
没喝酒吗？这个酒啊，对。
And through technology, Bellevue is now the hub of high technology, one of which is the cloud computing. And you know, we know that many companies are located here, Microsoft, Amazon, you know, they're all, you know, working in this high tech, this cloud computing. And the companies in Silicon Valley are coming because they know this is where the talents are. The talents want to live where they enjoy the quality of life. So even Chinese companies are located here. Alibaba, Insper, Tencent, they all have offices in Seattle. So I want to again thank you. Thanks, Xiaoyu, for providing the bridge and attracting the talents, the people, and providing the connection, the friendship between the United States and China, so that we can indeed collaborate, work toward solving problems, coming up with solutions, address the quality of life for all of us at the local level. So we work together very well with our federal government through Congressman Smith. We work very well with our state of Washington through Bob Hasekawa. And I think it's important that we collaborate to solve problems together. But it begins here at our level, at the local level. So thank you very much for your support. And I don't know whether Janice is going to say a few words or not, but I just want to again wish you on behalf of the City Council of Bellevue and the people of Bellevue, welcome you all here, enjoy your evening, and enjoy a successful conference for the next couple of days. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 李先生不愧是华人移民的典范，感谢您的精彩演讲。我们接下来呢，用热烈掌声有请，用实际行动支持华人参政议政，在华人社区有着极高影响力的贝尔维尤市议员梁浩图女士。
Now let's welcome Ms. Jen Tsai, member of Bellevue City Council, on stage.
You're all here at Bellevue because, as Conrad said, we are a majority minority city. So we are a town of immigrants. And what is it like to be immigrants? It means that we are here because we want a better life for our families. And we also want to connect with our roots back in China or Hong Kong. And part of that is making sure that we have those cultural.Connections and Chinese radio is one way that we can do that. And part of this is making sure that children, our own children and grandchildren, have that opportunity to also understand their heritage.
No?
Because being in the United States, you are challenging about how they assimilate into American life.
It's really difficult for us in China because they want me to drink Mao Tai.
So to me, I'm delighted that
yeah, totally
Chinese radio station is actually housed in Bellevue because our motto is that Bellevue welcomes the world and diversity is our strength. And to me, the way we show that is by being a welcoming city and having activities and companies that showcase the fact that we are a diverse community. So enjoy the meal at the seminar. Thank you.
谢谢梁女士，谢谢您。好，我们接下来呢，要隆重有请新华园董事长 Denise N 上台致辞。
Now let's welcome Dennis Chen, President of Xihuayuan, on stage.
你好 ，Good evening. I'm Chen Dawson. I'm the Vice President of the Seattle Chinese Garden, and I'd like to congratulate Chinese Radio Seattle and Xiaoyan Su for six years of exceptional service to the Chinese community.And I'd also like to thank you for your support of the garden and for featuring our festivals and other events on your radio program. Very much appreciated and it makes a difference.
我非常感谢西雅图中文电台对于西华园的支持，并且在广播中提到西华园的一些重大的节日和项目。
We have many exciting things happening at the garden. The garden will host the welcome ceremony for the 35th anniversary of Seattle sister city relationship with Chongqing.The city of Chongqing. This is next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at 4:30 p.m. in the garden at South Seattle College. So if you're interested in attending that event, please see us this evening over at table 9 over here so that we can accommodate you.
最近我们有非常令人振奋的活动正在发生，我们将会主持第35届重庆和西雅图友好城市之间的欢迎仪式，它将会于下个礼拜天的4:30西华园举行。如果大家感兴趣的话，请到第9桌了解详情。
We're also thrilled to let you know that we will be raising funds to build the next section of the Seattle Chinese Garden, a tea house and lotus pond. And as we gear up for that campaign, we're going to be expanding our programs that are focused on tea culture. So we know that's going to be these programs are going to be a new draw, especially for people of Chinese heritage.
我们最近正在为新的项目筹集资金，那将是茶室和莲池。在茶室和莲池的项目中，我们将着重关注茶文化。希望我们的这个项目也能够通过西雅图中文电台让大家所熟知。
Many of you, I think, have been to the Seattle Chinese Garden and have seen the Loyang Tree Painting Garden. And we also have an annual festival that is focused on the paintings. Thank you, George John. Thank you, Sushi. The Prince of Peonies. George is very active in the garden. We will have the festival again in the spring of 2019.
我相信在座诸位对我们的牡丹亭很所熟知，最近我们将举行牡丹的一个节日，然后 Johnny 先生在这项活动中扮演了重要角色。
Again, congratulations to Chinese Radio Seattle. 谢谢。
再次，我祝贺西雅图中文电台成立6周年，谢谢大家。
好，我们接下来呢要有请中美企业家论坛第二届西雅图高峰会中国企业代表苏州天悦集团董事长江明泉先生上台致辞。
Now let's welcome Chinese entrepreneur Mr. Yun Quan Jiang, Chairman of Suzhou Tianye Group, on stage. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm from Suzhou Tianye, Jiang Yun Quan.很高兴参加今天的盛会。首先感谢小袁校友对我们的那个诚挚邀请，让我们结识了这么多新朋友。谢谢，谢谢大家。
谢谢，演讲很简短啊，本来还想多听一点信息。好，请您入座。那我们接下来要有请上台的这位贵宾之一呢，相信在座的很多嘉宾们也都认识他，他就是华盛顿州艺术家协会会长、西雅图中文电台顾问李悦先生。
Now let's welcome Chinese Radio Seattle Advisor Mr. Frank Lee on stage.
好，那谢谢先生上台。
尊敬的各位领导，中华人民共和国驻旧金山总领事馆任副副总领事，尊敬的李瑞敏先生、本普先生、国川先生、西雅图市长和各位朋友，我还要看到我们武林的来外有成才，我非常荣幸作为西雅图中文电视台的顾问，几年来一直看着苏小元先生带领的西雅图中文电视台大步发展。苏小元先生跟我是校友，浙江大学的，他六年前从一个穷小子白手起家建立了这个中文电视台，凭他的创业精神，凭他的对理想的追求、对事业的执着，走了六年，到如今西雅图中文电视台的听众，美国、中国根据电台的介绍已经有1亿听众，这个西雅图中文电视台在西雅图，这也是我们西雅图华人的骄傲，所以在这里热烈祝贺西雅图中文电视台6周年，希望苏小元在今后的日子里带领西雅图中文电视台积极传播中国的文化，努力构筑中美文化桥梁的使者，在各个媒体当中华人。
他是风靡当今乐坛的巨星，是拥有金唱片最多、最具影响力的音乐传奇人物，吉尼斯世界纪录封他为世界上最成功的钢琴家，他就是享誉全球的钢琴王子理查德·克莱德曼。
9月28日，理查德·克莱德曼钢琴音乐会将在西雅图 Benaroya Hall 震撼奏响。在线购票 Benaroya Hall 的 word， 电话购票425-336-0128，425-445-8885。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么我们需要怎么样做，才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。 想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
年纪当中起到带头作用，谢谢。
谢谢各位会长，各情慷慨的支持，谢谢您，也谢谢李优会长一直以来对中文电台的支持。
我们同样感谢今天来自北美科技工商联合会主席苏祖奇，华盛顿州艺术家协会会长李月先生，西雅图社区学院总校长潘寿安，五零五集团公司总裁来辉武，西雅图中国工程师协会主席王小希，西雅图歌舞团董事长杨晓，来到我们今天的晚会活动中。
好，非常感谢我们这个环节有这么多的贵宾致辞，我们接下来呢要进入下一个环节。今天晚上我们这个晚宴呢是两个活动同场进行，西雅图中文电台六周年台庆以及中美企业家论坛高峰会主会场同场进行。我们要接下来呢是要有请西亚马逊公司的这个副总裁李南燕女士的演讲，但是因为李南燕女士因公出差，所以呢很遗憾他不能够来到我们的现场，但是李南燕副总裁呢很贴心的录制了视频，为我们现场的所有的嘉宾们献上他诚挚的问候。
Ms. Dorothy Nichols, Vice President of Amazon, has specially prepared a video to send her warm regards. Please welcome.
接下来呢我们要隆重有请到场今天晚上的这个主讲的第一位主讲嘉宾，卡特中心中国项目高级顾问柯白博士。柯白博士对中国文化研究颇深，他曾经获得耶鲁大学现代中国历史博士学位，并且担任太平洋国际政策协会中国委员会主席等职位，为推动美中经贸合作做出了重要的贡献。让我们用掌声欢迎柯白博士登场。
Let's welcome Dr. Cap, President Robert Cap Associates, and former President of U.S.-China Business Council.
在1982年，我访问四川的时候呢，因为当时的州长有天生的一副好嗓子，被大家称作爱尔兰的温柔。然后，于是大家就问他：“州长，州长，请您为我们唱一曲吧？”请问他唱的是什么呢？
I have a feeling when I tell you the song, it may be funnier to me than it is to you. The song was I've Been Working on the Railroad.
这首歌的歌名也许对我来说非常的有趣，对在座诸位朋友们也有
是这首歌的歌名就是我在铁路上工作。
The reason that's funny for those of you who are from China and who don't know the history is that the railroad from the eastern United States to the west coast in the 1860s was built, especially in the western states, it was built by Chinese labor. It was called Kuli, as you know. And the people who came to do that labor were very poor.And they worked extremely hard. And they had no social position in American society at all. So for our governor, who was a man of great goodwill, the truth, I've been working on the railroad. I thought I was going to fall off my chair. I thought it was just the funniest thing.
为什么这首歌的歌名如此有趣呢？因为在1860年的时候，从美国东部向西部修建的大铁路是由中国的劳力来承担的。我相信，作为州长，他有如此德高的地位，能够唱这样的歌曲，是一件非常不容易的事情。
All right, that's enough. Thanks for listening. And make your if you're here from China, if you come here born in China, but have come here, especially in Washington State, you really are welcome. Have to understand. And some of the noise that you hear from other parts of the country and from other parts of our politics, they do not apply here. Listen to our governor. Listen to Adam Smith. Listen to the other members of Congress.We are glad you're here, and we hope that you will be
all the
better.
You have to give it to him. Yes, you have to give it to him. No,
you just
give it to him. Do well in business. Educate your kids.
Give it to him.
Go back home and see your family. And enrich the lives of the Washington State community by your presence.
After he comes down, I'll tell him that
he's going to be a friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
我们应该关注的不仅仅是我或者是你，而应该关注的是我们。我们相信，我们一定能够共筑辉煌。谢谢，
谢谢柯白博士，也谢谢我们的美语翻译。柯白博士的中文把我们大伙吓了一跳。小孩台长，人家柯白博士中文比你强，赶紧跟人家柯白博士学学中文。小圆儿。台长一直都是四个事实不分的对，谢谢，再次谢谢柯白博士。好，我们今天晚会的这个主讲嘉宾柯白博士呢，刚刚做了精彩的演讲，在这里呢，我们同时还要感谢 MZN 建筑公司董事长张宁先生，然后西雅图移民之家会长王仲喜先生，中国驻旧金山总领馆领事马月先生，家园西雅图家园区域中心董事长 Michael Press 先生，还有董事张明女士，谢谢你们的光临。那我们的西雅图中文电台的精英们刚刚修复了 Adam 的副舞台李南燕女士的视频，让我们先拭目以待李南燕女士为我们晚会带来的视频。
Let's welcome the warm welcome from this.
大家好，欢迎大家来美丽的西雅图。此时此刻不巧我正在北京开会，所以不能够和大家在一起，很遗憾。但是希望大家可以通过这个机会好好的交流。我个人认为，中美的关系，中美政府关系，无论如何，最重要的是人和企业的交流，是对中美关系最大的贡献。在此呢，我也要借这个机会，感谢也庆祝西雅图中文电台的6周年建台，感谢小袁和所有的成员对这次的活动做出的努力，花了很多精力，也有坚持不懈的精神，能把电台6年建设下来是一件很不容易的事情，也值得我们大家学习。那么， 谢谢小袁和所有的电台成员为这次活动做出的贡献。我也希望大家能够好好在西雅图玩，好好在西雅图学习。
好，谢谢亚马逊副总裁李南燕女士为我们晚会专门录制的视频，也谢谢她贴心的为我们这次晚会送上了纪念品。我们接下来继续企业家峰会的主讲。那我们今天晚上第二位为我们峰会主讲的这位嘉宾是在美国为华人发声组织的
Thank you for the connection.
So, do you think that you might want somebody from the port of Seattle to come on the show?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we're welcome.
Please welcome.
Yes. Maybe they can talk about
Hello, Seattle.
Sure.
How
are
you guys doing?
Yeah, thank you.
It's my second year here. I'm very honored. Thank you, Chinese Radio, Seattle. It's an honor to be here. Well, you Seattle people really know how to make money. You got a lot of richest person living in Seattle. I think by the time I landed in Seattle 6:30 today, you guys probably made about $100 for me. Because I bought a Starbucks to go to get on my Boeing jet. To get here, I used my Windows tablet, and because Xiaoyuan wanted me to write a speech, I couldn't do that. So I browsed on Amazon and bought a lot of stuff. So, go Seattle. But anyways, all jokes aside, last year I spoke in Chinese. Okay, this year I want to do it in English, so everybody can understand that. Anyways, a little bit about me. My name is David Wang. Chinese American. I was born in Beijing. I came here a long time ago. When I was about 10 years old, I left Beijing and by myself. I went to Singapore by myself to study. That was around 1993-94, and that's when there was a lot of tension between Taiwan and China. It was called the Straits Crisis. So, as a guy from mainland, I was getting beat up by Taiwanese people because I was from mainland, okay? Anyways, my mom didn't like the way I spoke English. We call it Singlish. So I was sent to Australia by myself again. And Australians weren't exactly nice to Chinese people, I guess because I'm Chinese. So anyways, I came here to Los Angeles when I was 16 years old, 1999. And wow, I didn't get beat up anymore. You know, everybody were really friendly. This is great. So around 2005, I kind of, started joining a bunch of clubs, Chinese club, Beijing club, all sort of clubs, because I wanted to know more people from
the country. And one day, one guy asked me, hey, we
should go protest Japanese people because there's this island issue and you should really come. And I thought, wow, that is weird because I never wanted to be a protest. Right? It's so absurd to me to go out to somewhere and, hold a sign and say, Diao Yu Dao is ours, right? But I did, anyways. I did it with my friends. We did that, and that's how I got involved in politics. How weird. I started as a activist, and then, I got kind of a little bit famous in Los Angeles for my activism. And that was all for Chinese values, for China, really. Because back then, I didn't consider myself as an American. I was, just a Chinese student in China, and I got my green card, but I never thought, I'm American. I always thought I'm Chinese, okay? And maybe one day I'll go back to China. And the longer I lived here, I realized, hey, I really like this country. I've been here for so many years. I should consider myself as American. So I started to do protest and activist activities for Chinese Americans, for people that live here. Some of the protests I've done was, I don't know if you guys remember, it was a Jimmy Kimmel guy said, kill all Chinese people, right? ABC. they had a round table, kids round table. They were asking the kids, so China owes us a lot of money, what should we do? Kids say, well, you kill all Chinese people, we want to pay them. Pretty good strategy. But Chinese people were mad, so I organized a national protest, about 30,000 people in 27 cities. I was kind of successful, and after that, some lady told me there was a bill being passed by in California called the SCA 5 bill, which kind of, you know, used race as basis for college admissions. And then, you know, of course, me, I went up to some politicians and held my signs. You know, I asked them not to do that, give us a fair ground. And that was good. We defeated the bill. Okay, after that, I did a couple of other stuff. But that's when I really realized something important, which is, you know, you can't always be an activist. You cannot always hold a sign up. It doesn't work that way. You have to really get yourself involved with politics. And so what I started doing is I started kind of, you know, aligning myself with the Republican Party, because I thought Chinese values are kind of, you know, conservative. You know, we really care about good school, education, important family values are important. We don't do drugs. I don't think a lot of Chinese people don't do drugs. So probably a Republican person. So if I went that route, I went to start doing a lot of voter registrations, voter block stuff, and we try to push a lot of bills out, which is cool. And then, you know, somehow there was the 2016 election, and I like this guy. His name is Trump, so I supported him. And, you know, he became president. Great. And some of you might not like him. That's fine. What I'm trying to say here is that it doesn't matter if you're liberal or if you're conservative or you're communist, as long as you are involved in politics. Because politicians, they make laws that affect your lives. If you don't get involved with them, then you're not on the table. You're on the menu. You're going to get eaten. So very important. Speak to those guys on this table and, you know, voice your concerns. And, you know, maybe one day they'll pass a bill that's in favor of us. So that is pretty much my speech. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Okay.
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
热烈祝贺！
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播六周年。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目。如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。